What an absolute delight to be here with you this morning. I probably was supposed to put this thing on and I didn't, but that's all right. I'll just work through this one, not any problem. Nothing ever bothers me. I've been doing this too long, so we'll just go with what we've got. But I want to just say one or two things before I get into the message. Let me go ahead and give you a scripture to turn to, and also in your bulletin should be a little outline that will give you some idea what I'm talking about today. Also on the back of that is a little modern version, if you please, of the parable about the Good Samaritan. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the Good Samaritan, or who is my neighbor. But before I do that, I want to just say one or two words about the Rainbolts. Everett and Elsie still is very, very dear friends. We had the opportunity to go see Everett in the nursing home in Harrison, and now he's gone home to be with the Lord. Thank God for that. But what a sweet, sweet, devoted Christian man. He and Elsie, a wonderful Christian lady, and you need to be in prayer for Elsie. Her whole life was wrapped up in Everett, and this is going to be a very difficult time for her over the next weeks, months, and even years. You do not get over things. You learn to live with them. I have had so many people over the years say to me, when are they going to get over it? You don't get over it. You learn to live with it. And by the grace of God, it makes it a little easier. I understand that, but it's still tough. And then also, I'm not pastoring any longer, but I think this is Pastor Appreciation Month. I think October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and you've got absolutely the best. Okay? You have got the best. I'll tell you, I do not have a better friend in all the world, and especially in the ministry, than Lanny Younger. He's one of those few people that you just trust implicitly. He is a man of unbelievable integrity and honesty, and he loves you and loves this church, and you treat him real good this month or I'll be back and preach a mean sermon later on. And along with Brother Lanny, my word, you have got some great, great folks here working with this church. My wife and I were just sitting there visiting as we were listening to Shane and talking about how you've grown in the Lord. What a dynamic young man. Thank God for him. And then my dear, dear, dear friend Matt over here, Matt Porter and his precious family. I can't wait to catch up with them on Facebook from day by day and week by week. Thank God for Facebook. I know it's got some problems, and you notice I don't put selfies on there. There is several reasons for that, but there is a number one reason. I won't go into it, but thank God for what God has put in this church. And then beyond that, this is the most precious congregation. I'll tell you, our heart is right here with you folks. We never forgot about you. And for that reason, I'm going to take just a little bit. I will preach real fast today, and so you'll have to listen real fast when I get into the message. But because I love you so much and had such a great ministry here in this church with Brother Lanny for a few years, I know sometimes my life looks confusing. But God is absolutely in charge, knows what he's doing. And we left here a little over 4 years ago. We were pastoring Union Baptist, as you know, down south of Harrison. And we left to go to Phoenix to deal with a family crisis. And it was an absolute crisis. My son ended up moving in with us for a while. You'll be glad to know this morning, and I'm thrilled to know they're back together, buying a new home. Things are going great. But it was touch and go for a while, and that was one of the main reasons we went back. While we were there dealing with that, God kind of blindsided me into starting a church in North Phoenix, and we saw that silly thing just explode. We started in January, got there in November, started the church in January, and by Easter of the next year had 167 folks in attendance. We saw over a three-year period of 30-some folks saved, and God just... So if you'll do what God wants you to do, right, Shane? If you'll do what God wants you to do, even though it looks hard, it looks almost wrong sometimes, you just do what God wants you to do, and it works out, and God blesses, and God gets glorified from it. And that's what it's all about, folks. It's not about us, it's about Him. And after we got all that resolved, I said, Lord, please, 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 I have had all the heat and crowds of people that I want for the rest of my life. And so God brought us back home, and we're so glad to be here and to be back and living here. Bought us a nice little home in Harrison, and we're just loving it. And God is again filling up my schedule. I'm almost booked through the end of the year now. So, and I didn't even intend to do. I came here to retire. So I'm retired. You're having a retired preacher this morning. Why don't you stand with me this morning, and I'm going to shut up and get to something important, okay? Luke chapter 10, your note probably says verse 30, but I want to begin reading up in verse 27, okay? Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 27. So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, this is a rich young ruler that had come to Jesus to talk with him about heaven. And he said to him, you have answered rightly, do this and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Okay, Jesus is going to answer the question very clearly, but let me answer it in a very simple way as we get into the message. Your neighbor is anyone but you. Okay? That simplifies it, doesn't it? Your neighbor's anyone but you. Okay? If it's not you, it's your neighbor. Your wife is your neighbor. Your husband is your neighbor. Your children are your neighbor. So anybody but you is your neighbor. Now, let's go. Who's my neighbor? Look in verse 30. Then Jesus answered and said, and he's going to give him a parable here to answer the question. Jesus always gave more than they asked for. Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, or really a temple assistant here, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, at least he looked, but then he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and this was basically the medicine of the day, all right. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii. Now, a denario was about a day's wage, so this is 2 full days' wages here. Gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I'll repay you. So which of these three do you think? Now, he's talking to this rich young man again. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Do the same thing. Pray with me, please. Lord, thank you for the privilege that we have to know you, to serve you, to be a part of your kingdom, to be a part of your family. Thank you, Lord, for this precious, this great church that you've established here. Thank you for the man that you sent to pastor it. Ask you for safety for him just as he travels today. And what a blessing to be able to baptize a grandchild. And Lord, I just pray for your word here as we've read. Empower it, Lord. It's your word. It's unbelievably powerful. It's eternal. You said it'll never pass away, and it will accomplish what you desire. And so that's all I'm asking today, Lord, that the word accomplish what you desire. Give me lips that will speak only what you want, a mind that will think only your thoughts, and a voice that will deliver the words that you want delivered today. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Who's my neighbor? What's my responsibility toward my neighbor? How am I to react to situations that come up in my life? And Jesus answered all of these questions. And I'm going to add something here, all right? I'm not adding to the scripture because I'm not going to use anything that's not in here already. But instead of talking about three individuals this morning, I want to talk about four, or at least four entities, okay? And I think there are four entities mentioned here. There are the thieves, and then there's the religious, and of course there's two groups of them we're going to talk about, and then there's the innkeeper, and somehow he gets left out most of the time. And then we're going to talk, of course, about the Good Samaritan, and that's the most important one in the entire story here this morning. And let's begin by talking about the thieves, and I want to talk about the attitude of the thief.